Michelle Obama, Trump administration hypocrisy giving me low-grade depression. By Pam Kee on August 5, 2020. Wednesday, on her new podcast, former First Lady Michelle Obama said she is dealing with some form of low-grade depression because of the quarantine, racial strife, and seeing this administration, watching the hypocrisy of it, day in and day out. Obama said, "I'm waking up in the middle of the night, cause I'm worrying about something, or there's a heaviness. I try to make sure I get a workout in, although there have been periods throughout this quarantine, where I just have felt too low. You know, I've gone through those emotional highs and lows that I think everybody feels. Where you just don't feel yourself, and sometimes there's been a week or so where I had to surrender to that, and not be so hard on myself. And say, you know what, you're just not feeling that treadmill right now." She added, "It is unusual, and it is. You know, it's a direct result of just being out of body, out of mind. And spiritually, these are not, they are not fulfilling times, spiritually. You know, so I know that I am dealing with some form of low-grade depression. Not just because of the quarantine, but because of the racial strife. And just seeing this administration, watching the hypocrisy of it, day in and day out, is dispiriting." Later in the podcast, when asked how she deals with the depression, Obama said, "My spirit is lifted when I'm feeling healthy, when I'm surrounded by good people. I reach out to my family, and to my friends, even in this time of quarantine. You know, I fought to continue to find a way to stay connected to the people in my life who bring me joy. And my girlfriends, my husband, my kids, it's the small things. It's the small rituals. For me, there is no magic to it, but it is effort because you have to recognize that you're in a place, a bad place, in order to get out of it. So you kind of have to sit in it for a minute, to know, oh, I'm feeling off. So now I gotta feed myself with something better." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanem.